SBS Radio.
Indigenous Health Groups slam government plan to expand welfare cashless card in the top end. And the death of Yamaji woman shot by police prompts Western Australian police to speed up the rollout of new technology. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison praises Australia's economic relationship with the United States. Indigenous health groups have criticised the federal government's plan to extend income management measures in the Northern Territory from April next year. Speaking before the Senate's Community Affairs Committee public hearing in Darwin, the groups have called for the federal government to scrap the plan and redirect the money on community services. The so-called cashless welfare card is designed to quarantine 80% of welfare payments, so the money can only be spent on essential items, restricting access to goods like alcohol, gambling, and illicit drugs. The card is expected to replace the Basics card, another income management tool. About 20,000, or to be very precise, 22,500 residents, many in remote Indigenous communities, have been subjected to income management since 2007. Dr. Meredith Hansen-Knaroy from Danila Dilba Health Service says the lack of credible evidence for a policy that has continued for 12 years with a proposal to extend it is troubling.
There is an absolute astonishing lack of credible evidence that income management has made any significant improvement in any of the key indicators of well-being, that is child health, birth weights, failure to thrive, child protection notifications and substantiations, no improvement in school attendance, and certainly nothing we can see that would suggest there's been a reduction in family or community violence.
The family of a Yamaji mother killed by a West Australia police officer is still seeking clarity over her death. 21-year-old Joyce Clark was shot once in the stomach during an incident with eight officers in the city of Geraldton last Tuesday night and later died in hospital. Speaking for the first time after the incident, West Australia State Police Commissioner Chris Dawson said he couldn't comment why non-lethal force wasn't used. Commissioner Dawson said following this death, West Australian Police will speed up the rollout of body camera technology in Geraldton.
The training and rollout of the body-worn cameras to Geraldton and the Midwest Regional Police be brought forward, and we will commence that from next month.
But this is of little comfort to the family. The Crime and Corruption Commission is overseeing the investigation into the shooting, which is being labelled a death in police presence. The UN's Deputy Secretary General, Amina Mohammed, has urged world leaders attending the UN climate talks in New York to step up their actions to reduce emissions. It comes as data shows the impacts of global warming are speeding up. A report compiled by the UN Agency for Weather and Climate, the World Meteorological Organization, says the 5 years to 2019 is the warmest 5-year period on record. The report also found that the national pledge to reduce emissions under the Paris Agreement will lead to temperatures rises of between 2.9 degrees and 3.4 degrees by the end of the century. That is higher than the commitment under the Paris Accord to limit warming to between 1.5 to 2 degrees. Ms. Mohammed says the science is clear, but what is lacking is the political will.
The current plans submitted by countries get us nowhere close to limiting temperature rise to well below 2 degrees by the end of the century. In fact, those plans would more than double this number, and that would be disastrous. We cannot safely predict the future of humanity in this scenario. This is a critical moment. Between now and 2020, this will be the last chance to really change the course, to bend that curve.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has praised the economic relationship between the US and Australia at the opening of a new paper mill in Ohio funded by Australian billionaire businessman Anthony Pratt. The company is investing about $500 million in a paper mill and corrugated box factory in the area. And this will be invested together. All the investments are anticipated to create 300 new jobs paying an average wage of 22 $5 to $25 per hour. Mr. Morrison says the project highlights the strong relationship between the US and Australia.
We've got Wagga Wagga, Wollongong, Wallerang, Wangaratta, Warrnambool, Woolloomooloo. So, you know, Wapak, that fits right in. This is a bit of Australia right here in Ohio, I reckon. There's a bit of Australia here.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for a unity government after Israeli Arab political parties broke with long-standing president and endorsed ex-military chief Benny Gantz for prime minister. The dramatic move comes after the mainly Arab Joint List alliance won 13 seats in Tuesday's polls, making them the third largest force in the 120-seat parliament. It is the first time that majority Arab parties have endorsed a candidate for prime minister since 1992, when they backed Yitzhak Rabin, who went on to sign the Oslo Accords with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu told voters he is best placed to lead the country.
Now there are two options. One is that a minority government will emerge that relies on those who deny Israel as a Jewish and democratic state, and that glorifies terrorists who murder our soldiers and citizens, or that a broad national union government will emerge. I know what the answer is, and you know it too, and that is why I'm going to act as much as I can to establish a national union government. There is no other solution.
And Australia's most decorated soldier, Ben Roberts-Smith, has rejected allegations aired in a Nine Network report that he had been involved in a war crime. The report on the program 60 Minutes cited two anonymous sources which claimed former corporal Mr. Roberts-Smith had instigated the execution of an Afghan farmer, Ali Jan, in 2012. And this incident happened during an operation in Afghanistan. Mr. Roberts-Smith says he categorically denies the allegations. A defence inquiry and a criminal investigation by the Australian Federal Police on the matter is reportedly in progress. And a new report has found the National Disability Insurance Scheme isn't doing enough to support mentally ill Australians. The National Mental Health Commission says there is growing concern about lower than expected numbers of people with disabilities associated with mental health conditions moving to the scheme. The report found that even those who get there are not necessarily receiving the help they need, and some are turning to emergency departments instead. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a mostly sunny day, a top of 27, Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16, Melbourne, a shower or two, 15, Hobart, possible shower, 15, Albury Wodonga, mostly cloudy day, 12, Canberra, partly cloudy, 15, Wollongong, mostly sunny, 12, Sydney, mostly sunny, 22, Newcastle, a sunny day ahead, 24, Brisbane, sunny as well, 31, Townsville, partly cloudy, 27, Cairns, possible shower, 29, Alice Springs, cloudy 16, Darwin, sunny 34, and the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day and a top of 28. And that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.